9 WSIP FM, Paintsville.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands, a Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
The Bible instructs fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. To the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." I love the New Living Translation of that same verse. It reads as follows, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord." Speak to your child. Speak words that will help build his future. George Foreman was a two-time heavyweight boxing champion of the world. In his book, God in My Corner, Foreman explains how his father pointed him to that destiny as a small boy. Foreman writes, "When I was a small boy, my father planted a seed of greatness in my mind about my future. As we played, he often raised my hands over my head as if I had just won a boxing match. He'd shout, 'George Foreman, heavyweight champion of the world, stronger than Jack Johnson, hits like Jack Dempsey.'" Even though, Foreman continues, "I didn't understand what a heavyweight champion of the world meant, he planted an idea in my mind that eventually became reality. It's incredible that he declared those things about me almost like a prophecy about my future. It's even more amazing that I would not only become heavyweight champion, but also come back from retirement and win it a second time 20 years later. My father started proclaiming my destiny when I was only 4 years old and continued saying it until I was a teenager." Dads, today's Father's Day. The best thing that you can do for your children is to train them in the nurture of the Lord. It may seem like it's not doing any good now, but if you keep doing it, you'll see God will reward you for it. Happy Father's Day. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday morning. And Jim, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you too, Dave. We're both blessed with two beautiful, intelligent daughters.
You know, I started to call you. We should have brought our youngins in here today.
I agree. I hadn't thought about that.
Have you had a good week? I heard you and Teresa went out on a little journey.
We went out on a journey and had a pretty good time.
Well, good.
Sure did. Tell us about your week. You've been to the big bluegrass.
I've been to Bean Blossom, Indiana. Bean Blossom, Indiana.
Bean Blossom, that's a good name for it, isn't it?
That's one of my favorite festivals in the world to go to. It's the Bill Monroe Bluegrass Festival.
Did you have a lot of bands up there?
Oh,
going on?
The best of the best.
I'd say it is.
There's 50-some bands, and anybody was there. And there's some that was nobody that was there. That'd be me.
But now they are somebody, ain't they? They come in as a nobody, but will leave as a somebody.
Exactly.
That's the way that works.
Now, I heard that you're having trouble getting your hay.
Having trouble? A lot of people is. It's rain.
Yeah.
Every time we think about we're going to cut it, you look at the weather, and they give them pop-up showers.
Right.
But I'm getting to wonder if it's better to cut it and let it go, a little bit of rain get on it, or just if it gets too ripe, if that's harder on it.
Well, what you do, you go out to Phillips and get on the Liar's Bench.
I'm going to do that.
Or Conley's, and discuss them with the other farmers.
That's what we'll do.
And then whatever they say, do the opposite.
That's a good idea. If they start giving rain, we know they're lying.
Yeah. But anyway, we've got Jim, I was going to tell you, I was walking out the door to come and do the radio show today, and there was a knock on the door.
Uh-huh.
And I said, a little neighbor girl comes down on time. We love her to death. I said, well, that can't be Purge. She just comes on in. And it was my aunt and uncle, Bill and Sharon Bowling.
Well, great.
And they're living in South Carolina now. They're some of them lake people now.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've retired. And
enjoying life now.
Big shots down there at the lake.
I know.
But it... you know, when I was a kid, my Aunt Sharon used to be a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
And I give her credit for every date I ever got because she dolled me up pretty good.
Well, what's married to her now? You have to get her
well,
cut
she
again.
Lives so far away, Jim. She lives so far away.
Had to say that, didn't we, say?
But I had to run out to the radio show, but they're coming back.
Well, good.
After the show, and I'm really looking forward to a visit.
Well, you should invite them down. We'll put them on there, and they could have told us what was going on in South Carolina.
Well, yeah, I did invite them down.
All right.
And
they may be bashful.
Yeah, but they're going to come out at 4, and we're going to have some coffee, and then we'll come out to your house and eat supper.
Well, come on out.
No, I'm joking. You
but we'll find something to eat on.
We'll find something to eat for them, too. We'll,
oh, sure.
But I'm really looking forward to seeing them.
Well, great.
It's been a while.
You know what? It does good to reminisce.
Christian people.
When you reminisce about old times, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Good Christian people. Well, we're going to start the show off today with kind of our theme song here called What in the World Is This World Coming to?
Amen.
Here's the first time out.
I called a friend of mine up in North Platte, Nebraska. She said, how you doing? I said, fine, but let me ask you. I heard it on the news that they closed down the mill. She said, I've been scraping by just trying to pay the bills. And I don't know what I'm gonna do for Christmas. If the kids wake up and find that Santa's missed us, what in the world is this world coming to? Tell me what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to? Hard for everyone, from carpenters to teachers. Why's the money rolling in for politicians and Wall Streeters? Seems that we've forgotten all about the golden rule. Never should have let them take the prayer out of the school. And no one knows just what in God we trust. Love of money has made a fool of us. What in the world is this world coming to? Tell me what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to?
Isn't that the truth? What in the world has this world come to? Jim, I don't know sometimes. I just don't know. It's amazing. But let's turn it to a positive.
Let's go.
You've got to drive out by my house this week.
I'll do that. Who took
You'll be flabbergasted. That was a word my dad used to use.
Flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted.
What's the definition of that word?
Amazed.
There you go.
I hired McCoy's Tree Service.
Well, just by what you said so far, I'd say I would be flabbergasted.
And I said, James, I need my flower beds. I've got a long flower bed.
I know you have.
Big,
I've seen it.
A lot of work. I bet I've got 30, 40 shrubs and plants, or Nikki does.
Looks like a big cornfield, doesn't it, with shrubs in it.
And I'll tell you what, it was haired over, and there was weeds growing out of the, you know. And I asked him to come out there and put mulch down for me. Well, not only did he put the mulch down perfect, he trimmed every hedge I had. He increased the value of my house $10,000.
Now, you look at that.
I'm telling you what, if you ever need any landscaping done or any tree service, I'm telling you right now, you need to go to McCoy's Tree.
Well, he's done work for me, and I know that the price that he charged, you wouldn't believe it.
What a guy. Let me tell you what impressed me more, his men. Now, I wasn't there, but my wife said they were great. They were courteous. They asked questions of how do you want this, how do you want that. And I'll tell you what, you can't beat him. If you need any landscaping, yard work done, James will do things that you didn't even ask.
That's true.
And not even charge for it. The extras.
And the thing about them being more interested in the way you want it, most of them come in, do it, and leave, and then you come home and see it not satisfied with it.
Not McCoy's Tree Service. He's got 40 years in the business. Now, let's talk about his tree service. You used him for trees.
I've used him, and I would highly, highly recommend it.
Tree trimming, tree topping, and he'll leave it better than he got there with.
He cut things right next to our house, power lines. I mean, just by looking at you, you think, how in the world is he going to do this?
Exactly.
Well, he done it.
James gives discounts to senior citizens, and boy, did he give me a discount. you can't beat him.
No, you can't.
Climate. He must have thought I was 80.
Was that kind of discount he gave you?
He must have thought I was senior citizen. But if you need any tree topping, trees removal, stump removal, or yard work.
Or shrub work.
Shrub work, anything like that. Call James at 606-395-0473. He's got the men and the equipment to do it.
And the years of experience.
Exactly. That's our good friend at McCoy's Tree Service. Highly, highly, highly recommend.
I agree with you, David.
We're going to play one off my brand new CD, The Time Travelers.
How's that CD doing?
Is doing really good.
If somebody wanted to get one of these CDs, how would they go about doing
that? They can call me at 606 area code 367-1056, and I'll put one in their hands.
There you go.
Here's the title cut, a great Bill Monroe song right here. And on this cut, we've got John Keith singing vocals. We've got Ron Stewart playing the banjo and the fiddle on this. And myself and Jack Hicks. Here we go.
Texas went away. My friend and pine was laying down for bed. How he mourned over his grave. To me, boys, it was sad. I knew down beneath that mound lay the best pal I ever had. Yodel lady, hey, yodel, yo, yodel lady, he. Texas Wild West, where the cactus blooms over his grave and the coyotes cry. I know he sleeps in perfect peace beneath the Texas sky. Howdy, lady, hey, hey, yo, go to lay here. But my love for you, old pal, it's shelling your own. I will always think of you, although you're dead and gone. Yodel-a-lady, hey, hey, yo, yodel-a-lady.
Troubles and trials often betray those causing the weary body to stray. But we shall walk beside the still water with the Good Shepherd leading the way. Going up home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and die nevermore. Even the Lord will be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore.
Those who have strayed were sought by the Master. He who once gave his life for the sheep, out on the mountain still he is searching, bringing them and forever to keep. Going up
home to live in green pastures, where we shall live and die nevermore.
Even the Lord will
be in that number when we have reached that heavenly shore. Stranger, for he would lead us on to despair, following on with Jesus our Savior, we shall all reach that country so
on. Lord, Lord, Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wed. Sadie's got her new dress on. Taylor said, I've never seen a girl with eyes that green. But Sadie Rose just winked at him and patted him on the head. Then that's Jig with Willie Dean. Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on. Lord, Lord, Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said, she's old enough to wed. Sadie's got her new dress on. Looking mighty fine. And Billy said to Bobby, I was looking at her too, and I'll be the one to make her mine. Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on. Lord, Lord, Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wed. Sadie's got her new dress on. Thank you.
Oh, Sadie's got her new dress on, Lord, Lord. Sadie's got her new dress on. Her mama's done and said she's old enough to wed. Sadie's got her new dress on.
Hey, look over there, Noel. Sadie's got her new dress on.
Oh, she's a-looking good tonight, Jamie. Move old Billy out of the way. I believe she's looking at you.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, Sadie's got her new dress on.
Sadie's got her new dress on.
Oh, I wonder how many fathers out there that's liking the Father's Day.
I bet they are.
Sadie in her blue new dress on.
Sadie's got her new dress on. That's Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver.
Well, they do a great job. Was they up there?
They were.
I figured they are.
Buddy, if it's a popular bluegrass.
They're there.
Yeah, I wrote a Bean Blossom song.
Let's hear it.
Going to Bean Blossom, going to hit a run, going to Bean Blossom, have a little fun. Dwight and Tim will take care of you, sunset jam and soup beans too.
Oh my goodness, Sam.
Hey, like that?
I like that. Did they have soup beans?
Yeah, they got soup beans. Well, it's a bluegrass festival.
We're going to check that out. I know the one I went with you down.
Beef jerky too.
Down in Tennessee, you remember, we went to soup beans down there, all you could eat.
Jim said, I'm going to break the record today.
Yeah.
What was the record? 12?
12 bowls, I believe it
How
was.
How did you eat?
I didn't even come close.
You ate four. And Sam, it was a long ride home. That's all I'm going to say about it. Well, what else?
Sometimes we tell too much, Dave.
Now, what'd you eat for lunch today, by the way?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I wish it had been soup beans.
I went out and saw our boys at Phillips Heating Hardware.
How's Philip and them done?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, they're so busy. Out there, I can't even hardly talk to them. They put me to work every time I go out there.
I've stopped a couple of times, and just by going by in the evening, that parking lot is usually full.
Oh, man.
I mean, it is full, Dave. It will amaze you what kind of business
ain't no time for checkers.
No, they ain't.
You know, there was dust on the checkerboard at Phillips.
Absolutely not.
And I'll tell you what, I went in that fishing hole, and it was packed full of fishing supplies and those PAL rods, those marine batteries. He's got bait. He's got everything in the world you could want.
Yes, he's got live bait and artificial bait.
Yeah. So and the nice thing, which he sells fishing license over there too.
That's handy.
At the fishing hole. I mean, he's got everything you can imagine over there.
I'd say.
And he gets the same stuff as the same people that order from Bass Pro. That's where he gets his stuff too.
That's quality stuff from Bass Pro.
And if you're camping out at the lake or something, Jim, he's got your tank exchange. He's got wood for sale for those campfires. He's got all your camper supply needs, you know, that you need to keep your camper or motorhome up to date.
And you're not going out of your way. If you're going out to pass through the camp, you have to go right by there.
Oh, yeah, and you can swing an RV in there.
That's
no
true.
Problem.
Plenty of room.
And tell us about the big sales he's got going on.
Well, right now they've got their, it says this spring, but we're kind of running into spring to summer, but sales still going on. He's got the straight shaft weed eater, the trimmers, the 21.2 cc for $199 with an instant $20 rebate. And on the curved shaft, it's $149 with a $20 mail-in rebate.
Which one did you get, Teresa?
I got her the lightweight, something she can handle.
Well, that's kind of you.
That saved me on weed eating.
I know.
And then he's got the blowers, the PB-250LN handheld blower.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got them for $149 with the instant rebate.
I wonder if my Uncle Bill makes my Aunt Sharon get out there and weed eat.
I don't know. It's kind of hot down south.
I'm going to ask him before.
Be sure. Tell him we got a trivia if we want to ask him.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've got flyers here that we just don't have time to read everything.
We do.
He's got everything out there that is on sale right now.
You know, Jim, he's also your official snapper lawnmower and your Briggs & Stratton.
That's true. Well, he just got licensed to work on Briggs & Stratton.
Yeah.
You know, what about it?
But you know, if you got an old mower and your motor's wore out, he's got brand new Briggs & Stratton motors you can just strap to it. So, and he does small engine repair for those weed eaters. There's no, Sam, have you ever pulled on a weed eater and just thought you was going to have to keep pulling? Let me tell you something. He pulled one of them Echo blowers out the other day, and he said, you won't believe this. And he just pulled it off the shelf. And he just flipped his wrist one time that thing started.
It started.
I mean.
That makes it handy when you're out there, especially when you get tired and sweaty and you're wanting to just finish.
Well, that's
up
what
real quick.
Teresa told me. When she gets tired and sweaty, she just has to flip her wrist and it
she
comes
just,
right on.
That's right. And tickles me to death, too, while I'm sitting back there drinking that cold water.
And they've got those. Anything they got pressure washer, gym.
They do. They
got all your lawn and garden
plumbing
needs.
Fittings, fixtures.
Plumbing, filters, heating, cooling, plumbing, like anything you need. I think
that's true. And you can vouch for this is the grills,
Jim. I've had my gas grill. I bought at Phillips for 3 years, and my igniter still works. Now
and
who can say that?
That's right. And where do you real close to go get your tank exchange?
Yeah, he's got tank exchange. He's got ice. And he's got U-Haul rentals. He's got sand. He's got gas grills. He's got deck furniture out there. He's just anything you need. He's got it. He's your complete hardware store. And, you know, we were talking the other day. Part of his success is he keeps getting more and more innovation in.
And he knows what he's selling. It ain't something that comes in he ain't, you know, looked into.
Exactly. Well, and I walked in. Go see our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware at 297-3456. I walked in Conley Tire. And my
did
Wallace,
you have to wake him up, or was he awake this time?
I don't know. He had that head strumped over. But he was so busy, couldn't do too much. But
didn't have time to look up.
Yeah, Wallace up there. But I think he takes a little nap every now and then.
Well, as busy as they stay, you probably have to try to sneak one in every now and then.
If you need tires, you need to go see our friend at Conley Tire.
Conley Tire, that's true.
Any size you need, all brands, and listen to this, Jim, financing available.
Right there on the spot.
So that tells you right there is no need to run around on bad tires.
That's absolutely, Dave.
Any size tire you need, all brands, financing available, and he has got the latest front-end alignment equipment out there to line your car up.
That's true.
He's got the good interstate batteries. He does oil changes. And Chris wanted me to mention that they've got truck accessories out there now, too.
That's
you know,
great.
You've seen the lights under the truck and all, fix your truck all up nice. I'm thinking about fixing my John Deere up a little nice.
Well, that, you all do that.
Yeah.
And look good over in Cross Creek.
Yeah. He does brake jobs. Go see Walt and Chris.
And they do oil changes and all that.
Yeah. Wallace will give you a cup of coffee while you sit there and wait. He's got a great waiting room.
He does, big screen TV.
He's got a liar's bench out front.
Right out front. He ain't got the checkerboard yet.
Yeah. Now, when you swing your deal with Chris, don't go on the liar's bench. Chris is liable to lie to you.
He's liable to care. He's got you right where he wants you.
But I stopped in there the other morning to see those boys, and I needed a cup of coffee. Boy, they had it piping hot, too.
I bet it's good, too, and fresh.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Here's another one of my dad's saying. It's a good and make your tongue slap your eyeballs out.
How's that? I'd say that would be a dandy.
You can you haven't heard that one, had you, Jim? I can tell the way you're acting. You can phone them at 297-2424. That's our good friend at Conley Tires. And Wallace said he'll treat you so many ways.
One has to be right.
One of them bound to be right.
That's true.
Locally owned, locally operated. Support your local businesses, folks.
That's true, Dave.
They got good tires out there, too.
Absolutely.
Anything you need. Let's hear a good song from old friends. This band's no longer together. It's called Land of Lincoln.
I've never known. I can feel the love when I'm all alone. I can hear your voice and see your face. Sometimes I can feel her hand. When my baby's far away, she still loves this man. Thank you. she means to me. And in my heart, she will always be. She loves me with a love I've never known. I can feel her love when I'm all alone. Well, I can hear your voice and see your face. Sometimes I can feel her hand. When my baby's far away, she still loves this man. When I'm all alone, I can hear your voice and see your face. Sometimes I can feel her hand. When my baby's far away, she still loves this man. I can hear your voice and see your face. Sometimes I can feel her hand. When my baby's far away, she still loves this man.
Boy, that's a good band. I'm sorry to hear they broke up.
That's what you was telling me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. Well, Jim, next week we got the Highland Bluegrass Quartet coming in.
That'd be right. That's another good group.
And then the following week after that, we've got a big surprise for everybody. We're not going to tell you right now, but I am really, really looking forward to that
show.
We've
been talking about it.
I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, we better give something away.
Well, yeah, we've not gave nothing away in a while.
I know. It's your tightness. You didn't give nothing away. I was gone last week.
I told Sam, I said, what are we giving away, Sam? He said, I don't believe in giving anything away.
I heard Tootie in here saying y'all didn't need me.
Well, Tootie done a good job. She about run me out of here. I felt like that little fly on the wall just trying
to... What's going to be the Tootie and Bluegrass and Highlands?
Yeah.
All right, Tootie, take it easy there. Calm down, Tiger.
Talk to her, Leo.
What are we going to give away today, Jim? And you got a dedication on this song.
Yeah, we're going to give Kevin Prater CD away.
Oh, man, he's good.
He's good. And matter of fact, we're going to let him hear one of the songs on
it. It's his latest gospel CD we're going to give away. And we can give that away to, let's give it away to the 15th caller.
15, that sounds great.
We'll work Sam a little bit. He ain't been here. Where you been, Sam?
I've been around.
Turn your mic on. Where in the world have you been?
I've been around. I've just been
like Matt Lauer, where in the world is Sam Baca?
Where is Sam?
Where have you been, Sam? I've just been around.
Around where it ain't been here.
We've been missing you.
We have. And
you wouldn't believe Jim and I are out in the trade every day, and people's missing your impressions. But I'll tell you what, I've had three or four people ask me.
I have to. Since it's Father's Day, can you imitate a father today?
No, but he'll think, you know what his most famous one is?
Bill Clinton.
No.
Which one?
Dickie V. That's my
favorite. Hey, that is right.
That's a good one.
Maybe we'll get him to think on it a little bit and get him to do one thing.
But we're going to give the CD away to the 15th caller at 789-0318. It's Kevin Prater's latest gospel CD. And who do you want to send this out to,
I'm
going to
send this out to Denzel Esther.
All right.
Father's Day. And good.
789-0318. That's Sam's private line.
Yep.
That's the Batman phone.
But I'm the one sending it out to Denzel Esther. Growing up, he was a father to a lot of people.
Now, I saw you sitting. Was that his lap you were sitting on?
That's it.
Oh, boy.
He's a jewel. One of a kind.
All right, here we go.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross?
Tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble.
That's a good cut right there, Jim.
That was a good cut, Nate.
And you sent a good song out there. Who won, Sam?
Greta McKenzie.
Greta McKenzie, congratulations. She was our 15th
and
caller.
Didn't, but it didn't take long to give that away.
No.
I've told you. We appreciate everybody listening and calling in.
Oh, yeah. Jim, we've been on the air since 1981, and we could not do it without our listeners.
Absolutely. That's what keeps us going.
Hey, let me talk about our good friend Brett Butcher, who's teamed up with Ken Osborne, Webbs, and Adam and O'Brien. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
I got the Osborne right.
You got the Osborne right this time.
But Brett Butcher, we're talking about him right now. He's in a brand new location, Jim, and he's located at 412 Second Street in Paintsville, Kentucky.
Paintsville, Kentucky.
He's part of the Osborne Webb Adams and O'Brien law firm now.
And it's a local group of lawyers.
Yeah. Have you seen the billboard on the bypass out there? Now, I know Brett personally, and he's a heck of a good lawyer.
He sure is.
He won Best Lawyer Between the Lakes last year. And if you've been in a car injury or you need help with your disability or your Social Security disability or just wills, everybody needs.
Or just got questions that you need a lawyer to answer.
And you know, what impresses me, and I'm being totally serious here, Jim, anytime I went to see Brett and sit in the lobby, he's come right out. No waiting, really. I mean, unless he's with somebody, of course. But he talks the way we talk.
Absolutely.
You understand him? He don't blow you off. He talks in your language. And if he can help you, he'll tell you. If he can't, he'll tell you.
That's true.
If he cannot. Brett's a good lawyer, a good, honest lawyer. It's up to date on all the laws of the land. That's our good friend, Brett Butcher, at the new law firm. Let me give you their new address again. It's at 412 Second Street, right here in Paintsville, Kentucky. That's our good friend, Brett Butcher, from Osborne, Webb, Adams, and O'Brien. Go see our good friends. And I also want to talk about my good buddies at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric. Our longest running sponsor Bluegrass in the Highlands.
Been here how many years?
Oh, man. I bet they've been a sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands for 30 years now, Jim.
At least.
What a great bunch of people. And we need to keep Gary in our prayers.
That's true. Absolutely.
Gary's not doing so well, but we want to keep him in our prayers. They just put me in a new unit the other day, and Jim, my wife complains at me all the time.
Too cold.
She said, you're running me out of here. It's so cold. But they've any heating, cooling, plumbing, electric need you have, you need to go see our good friend at Fannin's.
That's true. And the weather we're having, these 90-degree weathers, yeah, you sure don't want an air conditioner to break right down.
Any heating, cooling, plumbing, electric you have, they'll take care of you. They're fully insured, locally owned, locally operated.
That's true.
They can take care of you. Let's hear a good word from our friends at Fannin's, and we'll be right back.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
All right. Jim, we're going to play some traditional music. This is how it got started back during the Flat Scruggs
That's
days.
That's what we want to hear.
Here's Lester Flat and Earl Scruggs.
The time has come to say goodbye. I'm asking you to please don't cry. The time
their son winding up in jail. Letters I sent home said I was doing well. I couldn't let them know their wandering boy had failed.
Oh, I'd like to wander back to the old home, hear the sound of a lonesome whippoorwill. Visit mom and dad resting in the graveyard, nestled back within the old Kentucky hills.
Couldn't be there to kiss them both goodbye. If they ever free me from this prison cell, I'll plant flowers all around the dear grave signs.
Oh, I'd like to wander back to the old home, hear the sound of a lonesome whippoorwill. Visit mom and dad resting in a graveyard, nestle back within the old Kentucky.
That's special consistence. They cost about $3-4.
That'd be worth having, wouldn't it?
All right, Jim, it's time to go back to work.
I'm sorry, Dave.
No, that's fine. That was special consensus. And that, I saw them up at Bean Blossom. Boy, they've got a wonderful show. Jim, it's time for the Highlands Church of Christ church announcements. And you know, when Jim gets the church announcements, there's always a hard name on there.
I've already got that name taken care of. I called Tracy.
I'm glad, brother. I'm glad.
But it's the June happy birthday, and the very first name is one.
Thank you, Teresa.
Kind of threw me for a loop, and it was Lila K. Salmons. Now, could you pronounce that if I had to pronounce
it? That's why you got the flyer.
It's a beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name.
It is Lila K.
Love you, Teresa.
Salmons. Thanks, Teresa. I love you, too. Shelby Pack on the 25th.
Shelby.
Lila K. on the 22nd,
boy,
yeah.
What a great singer Shelby is.
And Charlene Taylor, Mr. Van Taylor's wife.
Charlene's got a birthday.
She's got one coming up, 26th.
Well.
And then happy anniversaries. The 25th is Shirley and Keith Webb.
They still married.
Must be. It's in the flyer. It's like the Paints for Hurl. If it's in there, it's true.
Yeah, if it's in the bulletin, it's got
to
be.
It has
true.
To be. And the 27th is Melinda and Bob Lambs.
All right. Congratulations. And we got our VBS coming up.
We
Jim.
Sure have. That'll be your
they got the dates in there? I think it's the second week of July.
I don't see it, Dave.
But it's in there somewhere. But anyway, we've got our VBS coming up. We need to put your wife on the payroll. You just bring her in.
Land her to. I've tried.
She's the brains of the operation.
Absolutely. I've tried to get her to come in, but.
Exactly. Have you been to McDonald's lately?
I have.
What'd you get?
I got my favorite, number one.
You never tried that deluxe yet, have you?
No, I can't get by number one. What Jim? Is number one, Sam? Do you know?
All the years of doing this show, he better know.
Turn the mic on. Well, you had to sleep. You had to, instead of candy, what is it? The candy cane going through your mind, you had Big Macs, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. You got to try that deluxe.
I'll try it, but when I walk in, I've got all these other things on my mind until that I see
just
it.
Just remember, this will help you remember. Quarter pound of beef.
I love beef.
All right, that'll help you.
That'll help.
The deluxe. Life. You can't beat it, Jim.
Deluxe.
They've got great iced tea. As Lindsay was talking last week,
they got
great
iced tea down flavors.
There. Yeah. Boy, she did a good job last week.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Bob would have been proud of
her. I know. She pulled me through.
How in the world that kid turned out good, I'll never know. We're hanging around you.
She just didn't pay. I'm glad she didn't pay a whole lot of attention to me.
She's got a good mom. But anyway, the bundle meals are nice. You know, I'm going to be eating some bundle meals this week.
You will.
My girls are going out to California, and I'm just going to buy me a big bundle family meal and put it in the fridge and eat on it every night.
That's all you have to do. Now, we was talking, where you were going towards the end of the week. You've got a...
I've got to go to Summersville.
Summersville.
West Virginia to play music.
And then after that, where are you going?
Branson,
Missouri.
You just got my house robbed. I appreciate
it. We might get you on. No, I'm going to be over and stay with you.
Okay, that's right. You're going to be swimming.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of your swimming pool.
That's right.
Man,
but anyway, I'm joking. But McDonald's, you know, they're as much as I travel, Jim, on the road, they're a good friend to have.
Absolutely.
There's 14 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky, McDonald's of Eastern Kentucky. Let's hear a good word from our good friends at McDonald's, and we'll be right back.
I can't believe a meteor hit your house. What are the odds?
It's about 1 in 2 trillion. I looked it up.
So the good news is it probably won't happen again.
Probably not.
Buy you something at McDonald's?
I would love that.
A trip to McDonald's for a taste of something new can make anyone's day a little better. Try a new favorite, crispy, melty mozzarella sticks served with marinara sauce. Right now, get three for just $1. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Start with McDonald's sweet tea, add the deliciousness of your favorite fruit, and you've got a joy that just can't be put into words. McDonald's sweet tea is bringing the fruity flavor. Try an icy cold peach or strawberry tea, fresh brewed and perfectly refreshing. At participating McDonald's.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home. Proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands on Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on their tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's our good friends, James Andrew.
James Andrew.
You know, I've dealt with him for years and years. He's our second oldest friend.
That's why I was getting ready to ask you. He was way up there with Fannin.
He's been here 20 years with
20
us.
Years.
And he is one of the nicest men I can truly say, Jim, I've ever met in my life. He is genuine. He's always got a smile on his face. And he is in the perfect business and profession for his personality.
Absolutely.
He cares about people. And through the years at Jones Preston Funeral Home, James has kept up with the trends and the technology trends and all that, which is important to have technology. And he's kept his building up to date. But one thing James insists on doing is doing business the old-fashioned way as far as customer service.
Absolutely, Dave.
And I know you've been up there numerous times.
He is, I'd say, in Eastern Kentucky, has somewhere along the line has touched every family around here.
You doggone right, Jim. And you know, Jim, he's won best funeral home between the lakes for years.
As long as I know.
And there's several people that go to our church that work over there.
Absolutely.
Steady Eddie's over there. And
Martha and all that.
Have you ever ate Martha's pudding?
Mm-hmm.
Banana pudding? I'll never forget, George got so mad at me one day. She made a big pan of pudding. And I know she does at the funeral home, too, for those folks every mm-hmm. now and then. And George saw it after church one day. She'd give it to me. He said, are you going to bring me some of that? I said, I'll bring you some to the radio show. And I brought him just a little tiny dish, and he got fighting at me. But,
he
you know,
banana pudding.
That's the way they do it, Jones Preston. They treat you like family, Jim.
Absolutely.
And if they see a need, whether you request it or not, they will do it. They'll look to make you comfortable.
Well, they've done it for so long, they know what you may not know about, you know, the comfort that they can give to you.
Exactly. They've got plenty of parking, which is crucial.
Absolutely.
They've got a chapel on site. They can handle any size funeral, large to small. And they can do all kinds of services, too. Relocation, They do military, just anything to meet your needs at the Jones Preston Funeral Home. They're located on the Starfire Hill here in Paintsville, Kentucky. Give a good friend at Jones Preston a call, and you'll be glad you did. Well, we've had a large time here.
Is it
today.
Time to go?
Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it's time. The time's over with, Dave. We've had a great time today.
I guess we might as well go on home and wait for the next surprise of the day since it's...
Probably a rain.
Yeah. But, you know, our wives have been so good to us
they
today.
Sure have. Absolutely.
And, I'm excited to see what's next for
me
us.
Me too. Father's Day don't come but once a year. Might as well take advantage of it, hadn't we?
You know, I've got a couple back scratches out of this deal.
I have too.
Have you?
And a beautiful card, Lindsay, got me this morning.
Did she?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm in the coffee mugs. My daughter got me a big coffee
mug.
Well,
great.
And I've been taking good care of today.
I seen one the other day that had Sam on it. I may get one that's got Sam, take a picture of him, put on the backside.
Hey, Sam, did you ever come up with an impression?
Can you do Dickie for us before we go off there?
You're not ready today? Will you be ready next week?
Maybe.
All right. We got to get out of here. We want to say again, Happy Father's Day. Next week's the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
That's true.
And we're going to leave you with a Bobby Maynard tune. You know,
which one?
Jim, I got a weight problem.
I do too.
And Bobby's giving me some good advice here.
He gave all of us some good advice.
He's Dr. Phil. Absolutely. Of Bluegrass.
Or Dr. Oz.
You don't look like Dr. Oz. We got to get out of here until next week. We love you. Thanks for listening. Patronize our sponsors,
absolutely,
please. And remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine is good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus Christ number one in your life.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Well, I've tried Weight Watchers, the Atkins, and South Beach. None of these diets work for me. My condition is one you just can't treat. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. My belly's so big that I can't see my feet. A skinny person I will never be. 'Cause I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. Oh, the grapefruit diet, I'm sick of that. And by the way, it didn't burn any of my fat. My favorite, one of all, are those Slim Fast shakes. They go great with donuts and Twinkies and cookies and hot fudge cake. Oh, I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. My belly's so big that I can't see my feet. A skinny person I will never be. 'Cause I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat. I've got a weight problem, I can't wait to eat.
Thank you for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth. And always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2:00 to 3:00 p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.